This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got Kevin talk movies and the Academy Awards on Sunday, right?
That is correct, yes.
I think I'm 0-for on all of the Academy movies this year.
You haven't seen one?
I don't think so.
Hold on, I have to pull up the list now.
Last movie I saw was Juror Number 2. Is that nominated?
No chance.
I didn't see Anora. I didn't see The Brutalist.
I'm kind of intrigued by Anora, but haven't seen it yet.
I don't know that you've seen any of them.
I have seen at least one. I saw
really?
Wicked.
Oh, okay.
That's nominated for Best Picture. Let's see. Brutalist, no chance. Complete Unknown, don't care that much about Bob Dylan. Conclave, bunch of priests running around.
Drab saw it, liked it.
I've heard it's very good. Dune Part 2, sorry, Dune is not for me. It is not my thing. I couldn't care less about Dune. Emilia Perez, don't know anything about it. I'm Still Here. No, I'm not. Haven't seen it. Nickel Boys, I've heard, is very good. The Substance, that's one I think I would see because it's Demi Moore in like a body horror
seen it.
Pick.
Seen it.
What'd you think?
It's okay. He just says
It's hard. It's hard to describe.
Okay.
It's kind of like a sneaky good horror movie.
It's like freaky. It's weird.
Yes. It's definitely freaky.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm batting 1-for-10.
You see Demi. And you see Demi.
You're killing me for watching none of them.
And the one that I
you saw, The Wizard of Oz.
The one
prequel.
I saw is the most popcorny, like mainstream movie out of the 10 that were nominated by far.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, from what I can tell, that and Dune are the only two that made any sort of real money. Like all these others are smaller films, limited release. They're not like big budget.
You're just a big Ariana Grande.
TV's not here. I don't know how to say her name, that whole bit.
So give me the plot of The Substance.
She's an actress. Bobby's going to tell you, but she's an actress who's older.
She's an older actress who's kind of like getting phased out of Hollywood.
Right.
And then she discovers this medical procedure where she can split into two, and the other person is a younger, better version of herself, but each person needs the other person in order to live. And they have to end up feeding off of each other, and then they end up wanting to keep their lives going, so one overdoes it.
Gotcha.
And then when you do that, you take away from the other person. And then it's a whole thing at the end.
Okay.
So you gave it what, like a 3.5?
Out of 5?
Yeah.
How many crab claws?
I get a 3.5. 3.5 is a good one.
Okay.
It's close to a 4.
I
would go 3.75.
Okay.
The Substance.
It's split the difference.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're talking about all these teams that need quarterbacks and the NFL. Right now it's rumor mill with... where's Matthew Stafford going to end? What are the Rams going to do? And we know that, at least according to experts, there aren't that many good quarterbacks in this draft, at least as compared to last year. Probably only two guys drafted in the first round. They may not even been guys who would have been picked in the first round a year ago in Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. One guy who's getting some interest, who did get a lot of buzz at the combine last year, is Joe Milton. Should teams roll the dice on Joe Milton, who at the combine, I think he threw the ball the fastest. He maybe threw the ball the furthest. Like there are videos of him. He's a huge dude.
He's like 6'5".
He's a big dude.
I think he's 240.
Yeah.
He played in one game last year for the Patriots.
Yeah.
And the Patriots, obviously, they drafted Drake May last year. He looked good. Drake May is their quarterback of the future.
Right.
Quarterback of the present, too. He's the quarterback of the future. So there's no reason to have Milton on the squad, especially if other teams are interested in him. In Milton's one game last year, he had 241 yards passing, put up two total touchdowns in a win against the Bills.
Right. Look, if you're...
Are there teams reportedly interested in him?
Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal said that trade speculation has surged around the 24-year-old quarterback.
Okay. All right.
I would say... I wouldn't mind
just bringing him in to battle for... If you just had a question mark at starter and just kind of bring him in to battle for the number one spot, but I wouldn't assume he's going to be the number one guy.
But at worst, he's worth a flyer.
Yeah.
Like with the traits he has, his physicality, the fact that he's 6'5", 245.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the rap on him is huge rocket arm, just not very accurate.
Correct.
Although he had a 48-yard touchdown pass that was a dime.
Now,
I know it's just one pass, and everybody can make a pass, but I almost was thinking this. I might rather have Joe Milton than Anthony Richardson. Like, I've seen enough of Anthony Richardson to think he's not going to work out.
If I'm the Colts, if you're the Colts, why wouldn't you call the Patriots about, we'll send you a fifth-round pick for Joe Milton?
Why do you think the Colts are going to give up on Richardson?
I don't think they're going to give up on him, but they've been
public. This might be the final year,
They've been public about saying, we're bringing somebody in to compete with Anthony Richardson.
Right.
So they're definitely not sold on him. I don't know whether they're ready to punt him away.
I can't imagine they are.
But, I mean... How could you be sold on Anthony Richardson?
He can't complete a pass. Yeah,
right. So
I mean, he can run, but he can't complete a pass.
I'm a little bit intrigued by Milton's skill set. Like, if you feel like you can harness that big arm and make him a more accurate passer, you might have something to work with there. And the problem with Milton, he's a tank. He's going to run you over in the open field.
The problem with Milton, and Drabby, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but he played a lot of years in college, but
he did not.
He didn't play a lot of games. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was basically a backup for most of those years, except for his final year.
He's a project.
Yeah, so at Tennessee, his final year at Tennessee, he was a starter, but Michigan for 2 or 3 years, he was a backup.
Do you know how many total career touchdowns he had in college? Passing?
I'm going to guess.
I have no idea.
20. 28.
37.
Okay.
In six seasons.
Yeah.
Now, so his final season, and he also had 7 rushing touchdowns that year.
So he's seen a lot from the sideline. He just hasn't played a lot of college football. But anyway, but he's a physical freak.
He had 21 starts in college. I mean, he doesn't have like a Jaden Daniels resume in college, obviously. Right. But
well, most of those were his last year,
right?
But yeah, you're right. I mean, with Anthony Richardson, maybe there's another team that says, you know, we got to look at him because of his size and the strength of his arm. But I mean, he would have to really, really impress you.
But his resume, collegiately, like I brought up Anthony Richardson, who. This will be year 3 for him with Indy, who was drafted, I think, mostly on potential.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Milton had more touchdown passes than Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson finishes collegiate career with 24 touchdown passes.
Well, yeah, but he didn't play nearly as long. So,
and he'll be given more of an opportunity based on where he was drafted.
Yeah, but what's that tell you
maybe
about?
Maybe he shouldn't have been
what's
drafted.
What's
that
tell that you
high?
About Joe Milton? So in 6 years, he could only earn the number one spot in his last year.
It gets me nervous. He was in Michigan for what, 3 seasons? Who was starting over him?
Well, McCarthy for one of them at least. And then, I don't know, Cade McNamara, was he there?
I know, he
just couldn't win the starting job.
Chris Ballard, who's the GM of the Colts, he better hope that Anthony Richardson makes a big leap during the offseason and looks like a legitimate top 15 quarterback in the league.
Because I mean, he can run.
If he doesn't add the passing element to his obvious rushing skills,
right?
You can't keep trotting him out there with like his low completion percentage and the fact that he just misses wide open guys, especially on the short and intermediate passes. Like he can throw a ridiculous 60-yard bomb to people, but then he can't hit somebody that's 8 yards out in the flat. Like it's a weird skill set. The way it diverges, where he's so good at the deep ball, but has trouble with the routine throws.
Yeah.
Like he has to get better at that, or he's not going to have a very long future in the league.
I mean, nowadays, guys are tickling 75% in completion percentage.
Right.
70% was right around where Jaden Daniels finished.
As a rookie. Yeah, he did that.
In his second season this year with the Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson completed 47.7% of his passes.
I would look at box scores like, in the game, and he'd be like 5 for 18 for like 60 yards passing.
Eight TDs, 12 picks.
Like you're not going to be, you're not a salvageable asset if those are your numbers.
Now he can run.
Yeah, but you need to be able to do both. You can't just be able to run. Like you have to have at least mediocre passing game to pair with it.
All right, so McCarthy might have come in the year he transferred to Tennessee. So Cade McNamara beat out Milton for at least two of those years, and then Shea Patterson might have been right before him. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't beat out Shea Patterson or Cade McNamara.
Yeah, it doesn't give you great confidence. I'm just saying that if you're a team, you might give him, you know,
give him an
opportunity. I don't know what you do. You trade a sixth-round pick for him? I don't think it would take that much.
Yeah, you're right.
To acquire Joe Milton, and you give him a shot.
I would agree.
And if, you know, the Colts invested a lot more by drafting Anthony Richardson high, but my point is Richardson's resume is not really any different than Joe Milton's, other than he's younger.
Yeah, I mean, he just didn't play as much in college. Milton was around the game for a lot longer.
And but maybe things are going to swing back where...
But that's... That shows you how desperate some of these teams are.
Oh, yeah. But maybe things are going to swing back where you see less, at least a quarterback, of reaching based on arm strength and some of these things. Mm-hmm. And Jaden Daniels, look, has it all, but had the experience of 56 games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is big. Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks in free agency and then obviously when the draft comes. But it'll be interesting to see how the quarterbacks look in the combine.
And this Stafford thing, they say, might go down this weekend.
It's possible. I don't get it, really. I don't understand why the Rams are so interested in trading for him, other than the money. Like, what is their plan beyond mm-hmm. Stafford?
Yeah, there aren't a lot of great options
out there.
Because
it's not like they've got a young stud that they drafted.
No.
And, you know, the first two or three rounds on the roster. I mean, unless you think Stetson Bennett is that guy, but he's not.
Maybe they're in on Sam Darnold.
Don't know.
That could be a possibility.
It's a good question.
Kirk could be a possibility. You know who else? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers could land in L.A. Well, I don't love it.
That's such a short-term move,
though. That'd be a big dud.
Okay, but
I feel like McVay would want a more, you know, longer-term move.
You'd much rather have, you know, a Stafford for the next two or three years than Aaron Rodgers for one.
I don't love the idea of plugging in Aaron Rodgers. I'm just giving you guys a few
possibilities,
ideas of who might wind up there.
No, I got you.
If Stafford gets dealt.
I can't remember if they crossed paths. Did McVay ever coach with Kevin O'Connell?
Did they cross paths here in D.C.? I think they were on the same staff.
Yeah, so maybe he's like, hey, Kevin O'Connell speaks highly of Darnold.
Right.
We can get him for cheaper than Stafford.
But not a lot cheaper. I mean, you're going to pay Sam Darnold $40
million. Right, but he's still, look, apparently Stafford wants this extension with like $100 million guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they're like, we don't want to do that. We'll take Darnold a little bit cheaper and somebody who can be here 5 years from now. Because Stafford's probably not going to.
Can you wrap your head around, like, if we went back a year or a year and a half, that Sam Darnold would be inking a deal worth $40 million per season?
That's crazy.
Like, I mean,
when he was a complete,
although you bet on his success, credit.
I thought he would do well in O'Connell's system. I didn't think he would put up the numbers that he did. Like, that's why it was a bold prediction. Like, you throw it out there, you don't expect it to happen, and he exceeded the weird numbers.
It was a great
that
fit.
I threw out there. Yeah, it just shows you that McCarthy's potential with O'Connell pulling the strings should be pretty high.
Like, yeah, but it'll be interesting to see what they do with Darnold.
I think they're just going to let... I mean, I don't think they want to spend $40+ million on Sam Darnold in Minnesota.
It doesn't make sense to do that, but they probably didn't think he was going to put up those type of numbers either.
You said it before, Cakes. It's awesome that in Washington, they don't have to be in on any of these conversations for quite a long time.
Adam Peters just kicks his feet up, doesn't worry about quarterback for at least a decade, which is...
Well, they'll have to sign him. Well, I think I'm a monster contract.
Of course, they're
going to
sign him. I mean,
but they got 3 years to do that.
Valdez is raising his eyebrow. You think they're not going to throw giant sacks of money at Jaden Daniels?
What if he wants $500 million fully guaranteed?
Well,
they'll do it. It'll be like the Lamar Jackson Baltimore situation. He will not leave the franchise.
Whatever he wants, he's going to get.
Yeah.
Here in Washington.
Coming up next, we will talk movies and the Academy Awards with our pal Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5, next here on The Junkies.